is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Speaking progressively, I did say that we'll speak to the MEC of the Department of Health here in the province, but we're looking at issues of here basically in the province of maternal mortality, and that is when a woman dies while pregnant or within 42 days of giving birth or termination of pregnancy from any cause related to pregnancy but not from accident. While South Africa and Limpopo province in particular has made a significant progress, that has been reported in reducing maternal mortality over the years, there's still a big number of maternal deaths which are preventable, mostly due to lack of skill from some of the health workers, and that is being argued. So there will be, as it is, an engagement where there will be a pilot study where they'll be looking at this issue, and we'll speak broadly with the MEC as soon as we have on that line about this issue. Okay, so we have MEC Dr. Poppy Ramatuba to talk to us about this. MEC, good evening. Welcome to Progressive Talk.
Evening, Ngamula, and evening to all your listeners out there.
Good evening, good evening. And so there is, MEC, a move to deal with maternal mortality, but let's start on a basic footing. What is maternal mortality?
Maternal mortality, Ngamula, it's the death of a woman when she is either pregnant or she has delivered, and 42 days post delivery she died, or during the pregnancy, if she attempts to terminate a pregnancy, she dies. And that death could be as a result of any other cause, except if probably she has been involved in a road accident and the postmortem could indicate that the cause of death would have been head injury due to trauma. But otherwise, the death of a woman when she's pregnant, even if it's day two post testing pregnancy, up to day 42 post-delivery, we regard that as maternal death.
So what are the general causes of maternal mortality in South Africa and in our province particularly?
I think in our province, a hemorrhage, or what we call bleeding, it can be during giving birth immediately, what we call postpartum hemorrhage, immediately after the baby come out, a few seconds later to a few minutes later, the woman starts pouring blood, and that we've seen it as being one of the causes. Or even prior during delivery, which would be the pre-war. So that is bleeding. It's one of the causes. And it's also linked with hypertension, this particular bleeding. Uncontrolled blood pressure of pregnant women, we have seen it leading to what we call pre-eclampsia and also eclampsia itself, where women fit when they are pregnant or when they are during delivery, and then lead to death. And of course, HIV and AIDS also used to be one of the number one cause, but since the introduction of the ARVs and also the Altruiser itself, we have seen that we have reduced a lot of maternal death or death of pregnant women or during delivery as a result of HIV and AIDS. Those that we still lose would be as a result of them not complying with the taking of ARVs during the pregnancy. Because once you take your ARVs, the problem here is that the pregnancy itself lowers your immune system. Now, when you are pregnant and you don't take your ARVs, and you are HIV positive, HIV lowers your immune system. Pregnancy lowers it. So you've got a double blow to your immune system. That's when you would probably not make it during delivery or even just after delivery. We have seen in our province what we call street abortion being one of the causes of maternal death. Especially in our teenagers, you fall pregnant, you are afraid to tell your parents. You go to the clinic, you're afraid the nurses at the clinic might shout at you or might tell your parents. You decided to go to doctor Chimurenga there at Beaker Street. You see, there are those posters there.
Mm.
Those doctors who can enlarge your penis and do all sorts of nonsense that we see they are putting up. And then you go there, you don't know what concoction they are going to give you. And unfortunately, those are the young girls that we are losing. So that's hence we keep on our campaign to say we've got safe termination of pregnancy in all our facilities.
Mm.
Go to our clinics, our midwives will advise you. Firstly, as a young girl, you've got choices of staying away from sexual activity and focus on your education.
Yeah.
If that fails, use contraceptives.
Mm.
If that fails, you fall pregnant, talk to our social worker, talk to our nurses. We've got adoption option. If you don't want to carry the pregnancy, we can terminate it safely. There are many options before you go to Dr. Chimurenga and commit suicide there.
And in the province, specifically speaking, how are we doing in terms of maternal mortality? If you were to talk of the figures, how is our situation?
I think as a province, we've done fairly well. But truly speaking, as a political head of this province, of this department, in as a woman myself, and as a mother myself, I that's why I'm still feeling that a lot could be done. 2014-15 financial year, we were at 182 per 100,000 deliveries. This financial year, which we even moved to less than 100 per 100,000 deliveries, we still need to push towards 70 per 100,000 deliveries. And we still, our plan is to say, we've got to have what we call zero avoidable maternal death. There are those cases that you can't avoid. But there are many cases that when I do an analysis of all maternal death, we still believe that we can still do more to reduce, like the ones I'm telling you about,
yes.
Your stress abortion, your hypertension. If it's well managed, your HIV and AIDS, if it's well managed, we can avoid those.
And talking about more that can be done. So you're launching an obstetrics response team and symposium aimed at dealing with this. Talk to us about the launch and how this will work.
I think tomorrow we will be at Helen Frantz Hospital. We've identified two hospitals, which is Malamulele and Helen Frantz Hospital, where tomorrow we'll be there to launch exactly what you said, the obstetric response team. This is a team that will be looking specifically at pregnant women to deal with that. The champion of the project is Dr. Mwaba, our urogynecologist in the province, the only one in the province, very young, dynamic, and passionate. Our head of clinical department.
MEC is...
Hello?
Oh, yeah, I'd lost you. When you were saying our head of clinical department...
Yes, our head of gynecology as a clinical department and our head of anesthesiology, Dr. Musari and Dr. Baloyi, they are the champion of this program. What we will be doing with this particular symposium is to say under the new normal, where it's difficult now for doctors to physically go and attend seminars and skills, we are then are going to be having virtual training, even on the basic skills of how to utilize what we call an ultrasound. You know, something like that for you to be able to say, let there be no pregnant woman in Limpopo who can go through a pregnancy without access to an ultrasound. And we are going to be training even our own nurses who can be able to use that ultrasound as diagnostic and as basic skills, like how to understand the basic physics,
yes,
and the basic pregnancy evaluation. So these are the courses that we want every single doctor in that rural area who is working alone without a specialist to have.
Yeah.
We want every midwife in that clinic to be able to have. If you do that, you'll be able to reduce a number of avoidable maternal deaths.
And when you're talking about rural areas, so you're having the launch tomorrow, but I understand areas in Malamulele, Helen Frantz, and other parts of the province, this project, they may expect that it may benefit them. But in those rural areas, the two perhaps that we're talking about in the beginning, how is this launch, how is this project being launched going to benefit them?
I like I said, we are going to have virtual training. This obstetric response team, they've been able to organize presenters from overseas, from all over the world, to be coming and share experience and also support. The doctors will log in virtually, and they will be trained how to use an ultrasound virtually. They will be trained on how to do fetal growth movement virtually and do a fetal growth assessment, for instance, to diagnose the common fetal defect. And, you know, when you are still pregnant as a woman, the doctor will be able to use that ultrasound, because Gamla, we have procured ultrasound for all our hospitals. But the reality is that the skills on how to utilize all those probes that we have, it's not there. Some of us work in rural areas without that particular skill. You will just use the ultrasound to check whether there's a fetal heart and that. But we're saying there's a lot of advanced technology where you can diagnose even a multiple pregnancy as early in the pregnancy as possible, understand also the basic gynecology and early pregnancy evaluation, detect the fetal deformity from that early stage while it's still in utero. That is going to be done virtually. And we must appreciate what the team has when they come up with this concept. It means a doctor who is working in Chiwabusiku Health Center can be able to log in and learn. Even a doctor who's working in the rural part of KwaZulu-Natal, they can log in into this a program and be able to be trained and get those basic ultrasound skills, which can help them to detect challenges early in pregnancy and either prevent them, and so that we can move towards the reduction of avoidable maternal death.
Thank you very much, MEC. Wonderful evening to you.
We really appreciate. We're saying to all our clinicians out there, please go to our Facebook wall, get the details to log in or contact Dr. Mwaba. He's there in Petersburg, Mankweng, and get the login details. If you're a nurse, don't struggle alone in that rural clinic as a midwife. You can get to understand and to learn this. They say in medicine, we never stop from learning until the day we go to meet our creator.
Thank you very much. That is the MEC of the Department of Health.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.